Welcome to the Hell Yes Life podcast, where you'll hear inspiring stories and life lessons from amazing Hell Yes entrepreneurs who are running their for-purpose businesses and living their Hell Yes lives. I'm your host, Norman Bell. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Hell Yes Entrepreneur Podcast. I am your host, Norman Bell. And today I have a solo episode for you. And the title of the episode is Slow Down, Do Less, Get More Done. That's right. Slow down, do less, get more done. And in the spirit of this episode, I'm going to try to keep it short. I'm usually not successful at this in my episodes I'm intending to be 5-10 minutes long, end up being 20-25 minutes long. But anyway, here we go. So I've just found recently that cutting things back, doing less, literally slowing down. So that means like actually walking sometimes in slow motion through the kitchen and just being present and grounded has benefited me. And I would just, it's probably not the first time you've heard the suggestion to slow down, but I'm encouraging you to think about this today. If you're an entrepreneur, even a purpose-driven entrepreneur who may be well up on their personal development and mindfulness and all that kind of stuff, as an entrepreneur, you're probably prone to being busy and doing things quickly and racing from here to there. It's just kind of a part of our culture, and particularly our work culture in the United States. And, you know, if you're listening to this from another country, I think that this pervades the work world, all around the world, right? So I'm going to actually try to slow down a little bit, even as I'm speaking. I'm not going to speak in slow motion, but I tend to, I think, run at the mouth a little bit on these solo episodes. So let me just challenge myself to slow down, take a breath, take a pause. And as you're hearing me do that, maybe you can do that too. Take a little pause. Oh, I feel a little bit more ground, a little more present and in my body, even as I'm speaking to you now. So here's the deal. Slow down. When I say that, I am actually literally meaning slow down in your life. Start moving through your day when it's appropriate, more slowly. I was going to record this episode a little bit earlier, and it was before lunch, and I thought, well, maybe I'll just try to get this in. And I set everything up, and then I was looking for this outline I had created for this episode, I thought maybe a week or two ago, and I couldn't find it, and I was starting to get frazzled. And then I realized I was doing the very thing that was the antithesis to what the topic of the episode was about, you know, slowing down. So I actually chuckled to myself. Ha ha ha. Oh, Norman, look at you. Anyway, and I went down and got something to eat, and as I was getting my sandwich together for lunch, I literally was slowing down, just walking slowly across the kitchen and making my sandwich slowly. And we've got a couple of kittens. I mean, they're big now, but anyway, young cats, and so kind of just observing them Yeah, and to my benefit, right? Anytime I am able to slow down and take in my surroundings and allow for some space in my life and in my mind, it always ends up being a good thing. Let's just put it that way. So I encourage you to slow down. So how do we slow down when we've got so much going on? There, we've got 100 things on our agenda. And if we want to get them all done, we need to go quickly, right? Well, it's time to start taking some things off our agenda. This was an exercise that I did in my coach training early last year. And it was kind of, there was a bunch of different exercises I was doing, and it was all around kind of creating your personal foundation. And this one was the one that stuck out to me. I think the actual exercise was to take a piece of paper and write down, two to five things on that list, projects that you have on your plate right now that you could put up in a box and never take down again. Like, you're basically like, oh, wait a second, I don't need to do this. I wasn't quite able to do that. Actually, the podcast was one of them. What else was? There's like public speaking. Of course, I want to be a public speaker, but there was a few others there that I wasn't doing anyway, but they were kind of clogging up my brain. The I should be doing this project, I need to complete this project thought pattern was in the mix there, and amidst all the other stuff I had on my plate. And when these projects that we're not doing anyway, and yet kind of feeling bad about not doing them, are clogging up the airwaves, that takes up the limited bandwidth, the limited space that we have in our brain. And I just noticed when I did that exercise that I wrote a few things down, treasured things. That's what it was actually encouraging you to do, to pick a few things that you hold sacred as like, I really need to get this. I need to achieve this. I need to get this done. And putting it on the shelf permanently. Well, I couldn't manage to do the permanently part. It was just too big of a stretch for me. But I did... write three things down, put those things, I was on a 3x5 card. I put that in a box and I put that box up on a shelf. And I felt so good doing that. I just felt such a sense of relief that I had cleared out that space. At least for the time being, for several months anyway, I was allowing myself to put those projects up on a shelf. And so, I did the same thing about 2 weeks ago. I had found myself in a position again where I had kind of piled on a bunch of stuff. I was starting a new day job. I had, two coaching classes, a new branding class, that I'll maybe talk about another time. I'm getting a lot out of, but a branding class, what else? Some peer coaching, some coaching clients I was working with, all my family responsibilities. So I was getting to that, this feeling, right? This feeling of being, the high pressure feeling, like you wake up in the morning and you're immediately like, oh my God, I've got all this stuff to do. And you just start running from thing to thing. But when we do that, okay, I'm already at 8 minutes. I'm just going to allow myself to go to 20, 25 minutes if I need to, whatever. This will be as long as it needs to be. So you know the feeling of that pressure to get things done. Well, I would encourage you to do this exercise, or something else similar where do this exercise. You don't have to eliminate them permanently. That's a little brain block for me. Like, it's like, I can't commit to never coming back to this. But what are three things you could write down on a 3x5 card that you think you need to complete right now that you just really don't need to complete? You just really don't need to do it. And as you're going through those things, think about codependency is one thing that comes to mind. And by codependency, I mean where you're thinking really about what does the other person want? What is the other person thinking? What are they doing? And that's where your mind is and that's where your priority is. That your power is kind of sapped because you're out there instead of in here. And so I just encourage you to center yourself take your mind off of what you think you should be doing because other people want you to do that, or you think they do, or you think, oh, I need to create this blog post or this social media post or this podcast episode because you think that you should do that. So come back to what you really think is important. And I'll bet there's some things that are more on the edges of that, that really are, well, there's another term that I've learned in coach training, which is tolerations. I love this idea of just like, what are you tolerating? You know, what are you actually just putting up with? Like some of the projects or some of the activities that you have in your daily life that they're not really of your choosing. You're just doing it because you've learned how to put up with it by default. We're good as human beings on planet Earth. We are good at learning how to put up with things. Well, let's put up with less. You know, let's see if one or two of those things on your list might be things you might identify as a toleration that is like, well, you know, I don't need to do this anymore. So what might that be? Do less. So far we have slow down. Then we have do less. And then the other piece, get more done. So how do we get more done if we're slowing down and doing less? Well, I think you might guess, but the answer is we get more done, not the quantity of things we get done, but we get more of the important things done. And we go deeper on those important things. And we allow ourselves the space and the time to go into those things. So yeah, this kind of comes back to, there was this, that book, The One Thing, which where you ask yourself that question, what's the one thing that, I'm not going to get it exactly right, but if you did that one thing, all other things would become easier or irrelevant. So that's one way to approach that, is really hone in on what is that one thing, or let's say if you can't choose one to two or three things. But another way is this kind of this peeling back the things that don't seem to really be moving the dial forward. So what we're left with is a few things anyway, less things. That's what we need. We need less things. Do I need to be, speaking of tolerations, okay, I have to admit, not that I'm perfect at any of this either, but, you know, I was just looking at the news, the latest political news, and it's hard. You know, I want to just empathize with any of you out there that get sucked into things that really aren't, you know, they're not beneficial to your life. It's hard to just tune it out. There's this reflex to what's going on. You know, I've got to know what's going on. That would be a toleration of mine. It's a toleration. It's not anybody else's fault. I can't say, oh, look at this terrible news out there. I can't believe it. Once again, XYZ. Guess what? The news is never going to be good. It's designed to be bad because that, anyway, I won't go into that whole thing, but it's a toleration for me to, continue to, I'm just reminding myself of this, to indulge in, you know, looking at negative news stories, you know, that would be on my list. I think might have a hard time putting that on a shelf. Like, I'm never going to look at news, but I'll tell you what, you know, maybe that's something for me to think about. And maybe I'll keep you guys in mind if I decide to go on a 30-day media fast or something like that. And I'm looking for some company to do that anyway. Okay, so what I've kind of rambled off a little bit here, but just to come back, we can go deeper with the things that we choose to leave on our plate. So, for example, for me right now, the main things are my new day job, and so I feel very grateful. I've secured yet another one of these remote flexible day jobs, which, by the way, was in my vision. I have a little vision letter that I had put together, and this day job fit it pretty much to a T. And we can talk about vision letters another time, but focus allowing the space to take in this job, right? It's just honoring that and not cramming in so much stuff around it. Now, the other thing I'm focusing on is this branding class. I've been really wanting to get clear about what are my services, what am I about? I thought I'd lost you there. What am I about? What am I here to do? Right. I think this is a whole nother topic as well. And I'll be focusing on that myself around what's your story, what's your why, what's your purpose, and then how does that ripple out across your different channels, and how do you build your thought leadership and all that. So I'm learning how to do that. I think I'll be part of what seems to be indicated right now is those will be part of my services as well. But I'm able, this class that I'm taking, and I'm not going to go into the details of the class. I'm going to wait till I'm done with the class and then check in with the teacher and, you know, make sure that I'm talking about it in a way that's, appropriate for what they want. And to make sure that I absolutely love the class. And so far it's been absolutely great. But this class, it requires a lot of work. It's like almost like a master's level class about branding, and it's, you know, it's from the inside out. So there's a lot of delving into your own, your own background and your own values and everything else. And if I had so the things that I put a pause on, I paused some of these other coaching classes I was taking and a few other things I can't recall right now, but I basically have sort of created the space to be able to really delve into this course. So day job, this course, and then my family, you know, like I don't know about you guys, other Hell Yes entrepreneurs out there that, you know, I'm sure many of you have families, and I have to be honest. Sometimes I get so focused on, I've got to get this business off the ground, which is exactly the mind frame I don't want to be in. But I have, you know, have a tendency to get into, and my family, I'm not leaving space for my family and spending time with them and my wife and daughter and my two kittens. And so, you know, what's interesting was this past week to 10 days or so, I think I'm going to publish this today or, you know, very soon. So this will be fairly current, but here in Seattle, we've had like this snowstorm, basically, probably one of the biggest snowstorms in the past 50 to 100 years or something like that. It's a lot of snow, like very unusual. And I don't know. To me, it seems like maybe the climate's changing a little bit. I don't know. I don't know if that's a controversial thing to say, but we got forest fires throughout August. We got some snowpocalypse in February now. Yeah, I don't know. It seems to be changing a little bit. But anyway, setting that aside, we've been kind of cooped up for the past 10 days. And today's the first day really that my daughter has been able to go back to school in a week and my wife is out. But I've been doing my work and so forth, but I haven't been running around crazily, and I've had some time to just spend, you know, we didn't do anything, you know, massively revolutionary. We've been watching a lot of the Harry Potter movies and just kind of hanging out, and it's felt good. You know, it's felt good to just have that space to hang out. One thing, this is just a side note, but this is like one thing that I've heard recently as part of like being sober and sort of clear-minded and grounded in my business. It means that my business isn't my higher power. You know, it's not my God or my end-all be-all. It works for me instead of me working for it. You know, I'm not its slave. It's not my slave either, but it's my, you know, my family is, I want to take a stand to say that my family and friends and my relationships and my community are actually more important than my business and how I do in my business and how much money I make in my business. I just want to say that. So, because I think in my mind, a lot of times I've, you know, put this, business, you know, my hell yes business on a pedestal of like, you know, I've got to create this massive worldwide community of hell yes entrepreneurs, you know, and great. I'm glad you're listening to this. And I'm glad that hopefully this podcast resonates with you. And I also just want to allow things to unfold. And guess what? You know, when we allow that space for things to unfold, they end up maybe happening more quickly than they would have if we were grinding, you know, like this idea for entrepreneurs that I love Gary Vaynerchuk, but this whole concept of just grinding your that's the way forward. And look, it works for him and it works for a lot of people, but it doesn't work for me. And I'm suggesting another way. And this is kind of connected to what I'm talking about today. We can slow down, we can do less, and we can still get more done. And we can be purpose-driven entrepreneurs that are living full lives mindfully, in presence, in purpose and in power, something like that. You know, hey, there's my little tagline for my homepage. Anyway, I think you get the idea here. I would encourage you out of all of this to get your 3x5 card, rip a little piece of paper off of your notebook, whatever it is, and write down those three things that, and get a little box. It's something about actually physically putting it up on a shelf. Is powerful, or it was powerful for me. So I would suggest that you do that. What are those three things? Put them in a box, put them up on a shelf, take a deep breath, slow down, do less, and enjoy your day. Okay, that's it for me. Let's say hell yes on the count of three. New kind of hell yes, not the hell yes. We're doing more of a hell yes. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, hell yes. All right, we'll see you next time. Thanks for joining me for this episode of the Hell Yes Life Podcast. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite RSS feed. If you like the show, please leave a rating and review. And if you want to stay connected, visit hellyeslife.com and sign up for the e-newsletter and private Facebook group. Again, I'm Norman Bell. Thanks for joining me. Now let's get out there and live a hell yes life.